This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Today is Tuesday, March 19th, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and The Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop, with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. My latest purchase were the stretch corduroy pants. They're extremely comfortable, and so far, two people have asked me where I got them, which I assume is the ultimate compliment. For the brand, not for me. So, take this as your invitation to indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. We're starting today with some international news, as we often do, but today's headlines bring us to Haiti, which has been in crisis since its Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, announced his resignation on March 12th. Henry has been in Puerto Rico since, and has been unable to get back into Haiti as its international airports have been closed in light of the chaos going on there. Even prior to his resignation, conditions in Haiti are what some experts have described as a low-scale civil war, with criminal gangs overwhelming state security forces. These gangs have since attacked prisons and the Port-au-Prince airport, forcing approximately 15,000 civilians to evacuate the capital as the economy has all but shut down. And while this is the current state, it is hardly the result of a new problem. Haiti has grappled with political unrest and rampant corruption, as well as two incredibly deadly earthquakes over the past two decades, and the country currently has no elected officials. If rampant political unrest due to long-standing mass corruption sounds extremely terrible, on a related note, Donald Trump's attorneys declared in a filing yesterday that it is a, quote, practical impossibility that he will be able to secure a bond to satisfy the $464 million civil fraud judgment in New York, despite having scoured the market for insurers who will back a bond for him. His attorneys claim in the filing that the judgment was so large that insurers wouldn't accept real estate as collateral and would require cash, which he doesn't have. And for whatever reason, this is one of the few things he's ever said that I believe to be true. He now has a week to satisfy the judgment before New York Attorney General Letitia James would be permitted to seize his assets as collateral while the case goes to appeal. Oh no, maybe a family member can supply a duffel bag full of casino chips at the last second. Deep cut, I know. Speaking of deep cuts, Donald's 2016 campaign manager and pardon recipient, Paul Manafort, is reportedly in talks to return to a limited role as his campaign advisor, again, specifically around the national convention. For context, Manafort was convicted of tax and bank fraud felonies as part of the Mueller investigation, as part of what Mueller himself called sweeping and systemic Russian interference in the 2016 election, and Manafort served prison time before being pardoned in January 2020. Similarly, a bipartisan Senate committee also concluded that Manafort's receptivity to Russian contacts was a grave intelligence threat and made Trump's 2016 campaign liable to malign Russian influence. Manafort allegedly shared the Trump campaign's polling data with a contact that the U.S. government has identified as a Russian intelligence asset. And this is who Manafort also worked with on spreading disinformation that Ukraine had interfered in the 2016 election. So, like, a very obvious prequel. According to reporting, no formal decision about Manafort's title on the campaign has been made. They should just put Vladimir's secretary on his business card. Anyway, your other presidential alternative this November signed an executive order yesterday to fund the expansion of women's healthcare research to the tune of $200 million, which is not even half of Donald's civil fraud judgment. The executive order included 20 new commitments by federal agencies, including research into preventative, diagnostic, and treatment care for conditions that are different or singular to women, including endometriosis and fibroids. Well, as a woman, I am very much in favor of this. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court is on a tear. Yesterday, the Supremes ruled again to block the enactment of a Texas law that would allow police sweeping powers to arrest people who they suspect are undocumented migrants. This is the court's second extension to delay the law going to effect since January, when the Biden administration sued to strike it down. Also rejected by the Supreme Court yesterday was the appeal of Trump's ex-advisor Peter Navarro, who is now off to serve a four-month prison term starting today as a result of their decision. Navarro was convicted of contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a congressional subpoena in the January 6th investigation in the House. And that is how you know he has some juicy text messages. For our final story, the EPA has formally banned all asbestos from the U.S. as of yesterday. I had no idea that all of those commercials were actually for a legal substance, but okay. According to the agency, asbestos-related illnesses cause approximately 40,000 deaths in the U.S. each year, and until now, we have had only a partial ban on asbestos, though it has already been banned in over 50 other countries. For context, Russia is currently the biggest producer of white asbestos, while China and India are the biggest consumers. Look at us, leading the way into a bright, clean future. Thank you for listening to the morning announcements presented by Betches Media. And thanks again to our partner, Quince. Upgrade your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. So take this as your invitation to indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. And until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.